Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Greetings out there, Kiss Army. How are ya?
You know, when we first started doing this, didn't used to say, I know on your show you used to say greetings from Jendell.
Yeah.
That's right. You kind of dropped it.
Well, I didn't want to step all over this show when I first came on, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? But
yeah, it's too bad. We got to go back to
it. Maybe I'll throw back to it once in a while. So what's up? Greetings from Jendell, Kiss Freaks.
That's right. So
something
awesome.
Like that, right?
Yeah. Hey, I hope everybody out there that's listening that's been anywhere around this hurricane, man, I hope you guys have been okay. I know that the weather in North Carolina, I think there's been some bad flooding and shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I hope everybody's okay. You know, just hang tough. I'm sure there's help on the way. We got a lot going on, man, right now, you know? I'm going to tell you that we're going to get ready to do the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Did you see online that Gene Simmons was at the Rams game today?
No.
You know, it was pretty interesting to me that he's, I mean, the whole thing is that normally Gene, when you see him somewhere, it's business.
Yeah. Who was he there with? Did it say? Like
he,
him and
just with Sophie, Shannon? And he was with Sophie, and he was in a box, you know, and, you know, I keep having this dream of, you know, Lady Gaga's doing the halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I have this dream of her bringing them out and doing, like, I Was Made for Loving You with them.
That
it
might
would
be
go
cool.
Over huge.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Gaga,
you know,
huh?
a lot of those people bring out extra stars, you know, and it makes it kind of, you know, exciting and fun. And I'm just, golly.
Yeah. I know people like D-Rock. He doesn't watch sports, really, but he does watch the Super Bowl halftime every year.
Yeah, man. Man, Prince did it a few years ago.
I actually watched the one with Prince because I'm a Prince freak, but yeah.
Yeah, he was badass.
It's crazy all the... I don't want to get too deep into the whole conspiracy thing, but I mean, the whole halftime show is just like...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Targeted as whatever, but
yeah, well, yeah, be careful. We gotta be careful. Okay, so let's see, we got a couple big things today. Today is the 41st annual, as long as I read that right, the 41st anniversary, not annual, 41st anniversary of the Cadillac Michigan you know, thingy, the big pep rally and and concert and everything, man. That's crazy.
That's one of the coolest things I think about Kistory is, like, I love looking at footage of that. It's very exciting to think that, you got to figure at the time, Kiss was pretty big, you know? And then to go to a town, just a little town like that, and have the whole town be in the makeup, and that's just very surreal. I couldn't imagine being there as one of the guys in the band. Imagine how surreal that had to be to have that kind of response. It had to be totally just insane for them.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, you know, what it felt like in the video watching them putting the makeup on these, like, freaking old people.
Yeah, like the mayor and the principal.
The mayor and shit, you know, and they're, you know, none of these people are with us anymore. They're all gone. They were in 19, you know, I guess I was 75. They were in their, you know, 50s or 60s even, you know, and...
Yeah. At least Neff's still around, though, you know. So some people.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, the mayor, you know, you look at them and you're looking at these very old people getting the makeup put on. I wonder if they hated it. I wonder if they did it because it was fun for the kids, but they were like, they went home and were like, golly, you know.
To me, in the footage, it looks like they're all having a lot of fun, you know. There wasn't, like, people frowning with the makeup on, you know. Even like the mayor and shit, they was all smiling, and it was a good time. It was great PR for not only the town, you know, but the band, obviously.
Right. Yeah. The man, I wish that would have happened in my town,
dude. Yeah. I mean, you know how the legend is. There was so many people at the show, but now it's blown up to like a million people say they were at Cadillac. You know.
Yeah.
And what's up with the movie, dude? What's up with the movie?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm wondering, you know, that I just have to wait, you know. There's, you know, how many movies, you know, that involve Kiss being, you know, supposedly done. And
right.
It's a constant.
That would be a great one, though. That's like a perfect subject. It's a better, like, subject matter than Detroit Rock City, for sure.
Oh, yeah, and Detroit Rock City is awesome.
I know.
And, you know, so this movie would be more like that coming of age.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, Detroit Rock City is a coming of age movie, but this one would be based on a true story. And
it would be focused more like, you know how in Detroit Rock City it takes them forever just to get to Kiss. Like in the Cadillac thing, I envision it kind of like they're already there in Cadillac and everyone's got the makeup and Kiss is going down Main Street on that float and just all that kind of shit.
Man, I don't know if the movie would go that way. I think that the movie would end just like the other one with Kiss getting there. I think that it would be. Unfortunately, I think that it would be the story of the football team.
Yeah, see that. Yeah, kind of a Varsity Blues kind of scene.
Yeah.
But then at the end, you know, they start doing great, and Kiss shows up, and you know, the guy gets the girl, blah blah blah. But no, I'd rather have it be
Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
I went to high school with the big guy in that movie.
Oh, yeah?
Ron Lester. He passed away a few months ago.
Oh,
but,
man. That sucks.
He was Bubba. What'd they call him? Bubba?
I think
in the
so.
Movie?
It's been a long time since I've seen that, but you know what I'm saying. But it would be such a cool movie because, especially if they got right to the Kiss, you know, you could have the whole story of, you know, maybe, I don't know, these guys are trying to get beer and some weed to make sure they make it to the show in time to see Kiss. I don't know. Or
no, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Or maybe it's told from the cheerleader's point of view, like she's gonna fall in love with Gene or whatever. You know, I don't know. I just think it would be cooler to have Kiss more central to it. It's the same with like same thing when you watch Phantom. It's like, god damn, dude, are they ever gonna show Kiss? You know?
And yeah, then, it takes 30 minutes or more.
It's ridiculous.
You know, it's like,
I mean, you see like those people in the makeup having the little contest and whatnot, and a couple cutouts or whatever, but. Yeah, it's like, dude, get to Kiss already. Same thing with Detroit Rock City. Same thing with, you know, even like Rock and Roll High School, Ramones style.
Yeah.
It takes them forever to finally come to town.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw Phantom, I remember watching it and going, man, where is the band? Are they actually even in the movie? You know?
Right. I think it could be a great movie, and it's crazy that it's the anniversary, so here's to 41 years of a legend,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, great legend. Also, it's the anniversary of Monster.
That's crazy that it's been 4 years.
It
seems like maybe 6 months or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but man.
Think about four years from 74 to 78, all of that encapsulated, and then from Monster to now. It just doesn't seem to add up, you know?
No,
it's kind of strange.
It definitely is a I don't know, man. It's blowing by now, isn't it?
I think, you know, the whole thing about time is the older you get, the quicker it seems to go, because like say 1 year if you're 40 is a 40th of your life, as opposed to when you're a kid, 1 year is a lot bigger fraction of your life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you're 5 years old, a year is a fifth of your entire experience. So I think the older you get, you know.
Well, my dad told me one time, he said that life was like a roll of toilet paper. At the beginning, it seems like you got a ton of it, and then you start to get to the end, and it's going really fast. I don't know. My dad was weird.
That's actually brilliant. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it makes some sense. All right, so so we had the Monster record. It's the 4 year anniversary of that. It's the 41st anniversary of the Cadillac Michigan Kiss spectacle. And now, our topic for the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
You know, the Kiss Cruise is coming up. We got a bunch of stuff happening. Next, besides the Kiss Cruise, there's also something called The Gathering, which is in Miami the night before. And then the next day is when the cruise starts. And now, if you guys haven't heard the lineup, besides Kiss, we have Whitford and St. Holmes, Skid Row, King's X, I'm very excited about seeing them. The Dead Daisies, Enough's Enough, Magnetico, Cleveland's Breakfast Club, Tease, Sophie Simmons, The Dives, that is that's Paul's son's band, Rock and Roll Radio Show, Craig Gass, he's funny, Courtney Cronin-Dold, she is a comedian as well, I'm 99% sure of that. And one more person, man, and he is with us tonight, and that is DJ Noise. How you doing?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, man, we're excited to have you on.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So how many years have you done the cruise now?
Brother, I'm a diehard Kiss fan. This will be my sixth one.
This is your sixth one, and how many have you DJed?
Okay, well, let's see. From the very first cruise, I was trying to contact Six Man. Well, actually, let me say it right. From the second cruise, when they moved over from Carnival to Norwegian,
right.
I went ahead and I decided to, you know what, maybe they would like a DJ on board, you know, something to be a little different. And I contacted them, and they told me, okay, well, that sounds good. We'll let you know. So the third year rolls around, and I contact again, and then they tell me, okay, you know what, we'll let you know. So the fourth year, you know, as persistent as I felt like being, I told them, listen, guys, you know, you should give me a chance. You know, I'm here doing a nice little party right before that at that time was called the Limit and Sin. This year it's called The Gathering.
Right.
And I said, okay, I'll tell you what. We'll let you do our Halloween bash right there in the atrium. I'm like, that's good enough for me. Well, did the bash. Everything went incredibly well. And the next morning, which is a really cool story, I was woken up around 7:45 in the morning in my cabin. My roommate answers the phone, and she passes me the phone and says, you need to get this. And I'm like, okay, hello. Hi, this is Six Man. How you doing? I'm like, I'm great. How's everything going? No, just want to let you know we really liked what you did yesterday. Listen, we're supposed to board at an island, but it's a little too windy, so Kiss decided they want to do their electric set, or actually it was their acoustic Sail Away set that year. They're going to do it on the pool deck. Would you like to play right before them? Yeah.
Right.
That was that's there it is. What else do I have to say?
Yeah.
And from that point on, guys, last year I became the official, you know, because that was just as a guest. Then I was official last year, and now they asked me to come join again, and I have four sets.
That's great.
That is awesome. You know, mm-hmm. And I was there on the fourth cruise, and it was just too choppy to get off the boat.
Exactly. Very windy.
Very windy and choppy. So, I mean, we could see the island, couldn't we? But they wouldn't let us go to it.
Yeah, and Kiss obviously was not going to perform on top of an island. I mean, on top of a stage that obviously is swerving around because of the wind. You know, that's dangerous. So they decided to do it on the pool deck, and I was honored to be asked to play right before they came on. So, yeah, that was a dream come true.
Yeah, it is. And here's the really cool thing that, you know, you are a really huge diehard Kiss fan. So, it's like you're not like, I don't know how to put this. You know, you're not like just some guy that called up and said, hey, I want a DJ. You're a real fan, you know.
Diehard fan, and also I kind of have that, you know, I'm not just a DJ, I also play drums, which by the way last year they also allowed me to incorporate, and I'm going to do it this year as well, where I play drums on selected songs. But since I'm playing like basically classic rock, heavy metal, you know, some thrash and some you know, good oldies here and there, you know, little surprises here and there, I have a certain style to how I play. I'm not just a DJ that's standing there, you know, just trying to mix a record into another. I do effects. And, you know, I do a couple, like, little things here and there that gives it, like, a different feel. It's like it's like listening to a live band, but it's actually a DJ doing it and mixing it all together and just using his creativity to do certain things that, you know, people are not accustomed to. You know, at first I remember when certain people were like, oh, a DJ? But, you know, thankfully when they heard me, they were like, wait a minute, that was pretty cool. So now you see I had it on a third straight year.
Yeah, and that is awesome, man. That congratulations on that. That's pretty
kick-ass. Oh, man, thank you so much. thank you so much.
So, you know, I always ask new guests on the show a couple of questions. I'm going to hit you with them. So, what's your favorite Kiss album?
Ooh. Well, is that a studio albums or all albums in general?
Okay, how about all releases that they've, official releases, live?
Kiss Alive. Kiss Alive.
Kiss Alive. Okay. Yeah. That's a big one. That's a popular. That's a popular.
Yeah, who's all the fake bombs? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Say that. No.
And who is your favorite member of the band?
I have to say Gene and Paul. Both of them have always been my favorite. Yeah, I can't choose one better than the other. Even though Gene and I have the same birthday, but no, Paul's still my boy.
Paul's our boy. Yeah. We're Paul guys, and then we're big Ace guys.
I love Ace, don't get me wrong, but I guess them being the originals and always being there, they kind of have stuck with me, you know, through all the years.
Being the DJ on the cruise, you obviously had the opportunity to like meet the band.
Believe it or not, not really. We tend to, you know, just how can I say? We may brush by them, you know, obviously like anybody else, you know, because I'm a cruiser first and foremost. I've just had the opportunity, because I've been a DJ for over 30 years, to have been given the opportunity to be heard, and they liked me, and I'm there again, and once again, very honored. But, you know, as far as meeting them, I remember asking Keisha, who was the one running stuff for Six Man last year, as far as the entertainment goes, or the people of the entertainment. She was like, you know what, not even the other bands really get to hang out with them, you know. So I hang out with the other bands, and if I get to see them, great, and if I don't, you know, I'm cool. I still take a picture with them. It's all good. They get to touch my shoulder for 2 seconds, and I'm great.
All right, well, that's still awesome, man. It's cool that you're fine with it, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, of course, I would love to meet them, but, you know, I don't want to push the boundaries too much, and, you know, and
no, I understand.
I'm already getting more than what I've ever expected, so, you know, I'm happy as it is.
Being a DJ, you know, you're not the average kind of DJ. You've been saying, you know, you do things a little different or a lot different, and make it more fun and stuff like that. So that's awesome. People that are listening, they know what they have to look forward to. It's really funny, because when you were announced for the cruise, I did see quite a few people that were really excited on the Facebook pages that you were coming back. That is awesome.
Oh, yes. You know, those are the people that obviously, some of them I know, some I don't know, some of them I kind of know. But yeah, they were all very happy to have me back. And hey, look, honestly, I had a couple saying, a DJ? Really? A DJ? But, you know, once again, I brush that off, because once they hear and they see what I do, they're going to obviously go, oh, okay, wait a minute, that's not what I thought. So, you know, you just have to be that way, think that way, and know that you're going to do a great job to the point where they're going to enjoy you. And I'm very confident about that. You know, just like Andy, by the way, Andy Moyen, that has me doing the gathering.
Right.
When he first started doing that, which was Living in Sin, you know, I heard about it, and I called him up and said, listen, I'm a DJ. Would you like a DJ? He goes, oh. He gave me the opportunity, and look, I'm doing it now for the fifth year in a row. Now this one called The Gathering. Andy Moyen has pretty much busted his butt every single year to put things together. He's collected money for the Wounded Warriors, for the Breast Cancer Foundation. So it's all been great. This is done completely free, and you know, by him, by me, and this is all for a good cause. And this year we're just doing it again. It's called The Gathering. We don't have raffles, but we're still going to have people, you know, if they want to exchange stuff, and I'll be there playing the great Kiss music that we all love.
Absolutely, man. That's going to be so much fun. And we're going to have I'm going to be there. Not that I'm a big guest or anything, but I'm just saying I'm going to be there.
Hey, man. Trust me.
And then Lydia Chris will be there.
Yes.
And Ken Sharp will be there.
The man that wrote the book, Nothing to Lose, he'll definitely be there, yes.
Absolutely. That is going
to
be
so much
fun.
Plus, we have another special guest, which I'm not at liberty to discuss. We have to keep it hush-hush, but we got another special guest coming. So, yeah, it's going to be one hell of a time, man. Every single time we do this at the Holiday Inn, every single year, everybody's very cool there. The bar staff, the people that serve you the food, and then obviously the DJ is not too bad. So it's a fun time, let me tell you.
Absolutely. And, you know, this will be my first year going. I never was able to make it to the Living in Sin. The first year I went, I went on Cruise 1, then I went on Cruise 2, and they were having the party, but there was just no way for me to get in. And then I went on 4, but I think we flew down, and I think we got there. I know we went down the day before, but it was during Sandy, and there was, like, a lot of commotion.
You're right. Actual year that we got diverted to, I believe we were going to the Bahamas. Yeah, we went to Cozumel, Mexico. Exactly. Yeah, everybody was like, well, damn, that's pretty damn cool. So
it was cool. I just remember like calling my father and telling him, okay, so here's the deal. I'm not going. We're supposed to go to a private island, you know?
Right.
I remember calling him and going,
I told him,
I told him, it's very important that you know where I'm at.
Exactly. Exactly. I did the same thing with my family as well. By the way, guys, I'm not really going to the Bahamas or the Cays. I'm going to be in a place called Mexico, Cozumel.
Yeah, Max? Like, yes. I wasn't prepared for that at all.
Me neither.
but it was a really good time. Surprise. Yeah, it was. It was pretty awesome. I always remember getting off the ship and there being that, like, I don't remember what country it was, but there was like a battleship right there. Did you see?
Exactly.
You
remember? Yeah.
What the hell was that all about?
Well, every country seems to have one, so I guess they're ready if anything were to go down, which hopefully never does. So
yeah.
So it was pretty interesting. Right. Yeah.
Let's get into some personal talk. You got to tell us how you discovered Kiss,
brother. Okay, I'll make this as quick as possible. I was a kid. My brother that is 6 years older than me. Obviously him being, about 11, 12 years old, right around the mid 70s, you know, Kiss was, by 76, Kiss was really well known after that Alive album in 75. So once Detroit Rock City came out and Beth came out, it's like they blew everybody away with their stage show and their makeup. And, you know, my brother was a fan, like every kid at that age during that time that liked rock music. And, you know, I was a little kid, and I was, like, looking at the cover saying, I remember, oh, my God, these people look like they kill people. What is this? They're monsters. Oh. But little by little, my brother jamming onto the records, I was, like, getting into them. And then my father, may he rest in peace, in 77, decided to take me, a six-year-old kid, my brother 12 years old, him and my mom in a nice gown, my dad in a three-piece suit, God bless him, not knowing what to expect. And they took us to our first concert, which was the Love Gun Tour, obviously Alive 2. And the only thing I could recollect very well is that I was not allowed to breathe. I don't know why. My mom had her hand over my face. I mean, I don't know why, really. I mean, I kept saying, what's that? Don't worry about, you know. So.
Yes.
And I don't think we stung let me see, how was it? We didn't stick around for the encore, but, you know, my second concert after that was 83. Then by 87, actually early 88, because that's when they came down for the Crazy Nights tour. By that time I was driving. I was about 17 years old. And from that point on, I have never missed a show. And I'm a diehard fan. I have tattoos of them. I have a shrine in my house dedicated to them. So, yeah, man, it's they're part of my DNA. I mean, it's just part of life. It's like just like you need to eat, drink, go to the bathroom, take showers, your daily chores. You got to have your fix of Kiss because it's like, you know, it's just part of your DNA.
That is so, that's a great story. Isn't it amazing how many people say, because so you were born in what, you're like 69, 70?
71, actually. August
71, 20th. Okay.
Like, so, 71.
Yeah, so 71. Isn't it amazing how many people you meet that they're like, my big brother or my big sister had the record, and that's, you know, it's a constant, you know what, right?
Oh my God! One thing I'm actually incredibly happy about, because as little kids, you know, I was getting into Kiss like more and more. You know, as I got older, by 7, 8, I was like really diehard. I still have a couple of things from back in those days. You know, who didn't have the lunchbox that was a Kiss fan? But obviously, I lost it. Somebody stole it from me in kindergarten. Okay, or was it first grade? One of the two. And then who didn't have the Kiss radio? But one thing I do have from back in those days. By the way, all the records that I had back then were scratched to hell. Of course, I've bought them as the years have gone by over again, and everything is well taken care of. But one thing that I still have to this day, that was from 1978, were the cards, the Kiss cards, 1 through 66.
Oh, sweet.
The first ones, I still have those. You know, and I've had them since I was, what, like 7 years old, so.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, it's really funny talking about the Kiss cards, because everybody right now, if I say something, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If I were to tell, everybody that's listening, if I were to tell you, can you remember the smell? If you don't have to, you don't have to actually grab the card now. You smell it. You know the smell of the card. It was from holding them so close, or even taking them and putting them up to your face and smelling them, you know.
Then finding the gum in the back, which obviously would fall down when you opened the wrapper too fast, but I didn't care. I wanted the cards, you know. It's all good.
I wanted the cards, yeah. My father, he worked nights, you know, and he would come home, like, I don't know, like 5 in the morning, and I would wake up and get ready for school, and there would be either like a pack of Kiss cards, because we had a 7-Eleven right across the street.
Exactly.
You know?
That's exactly what I did. I used to run to the 7-Eleven almost on a daily basis to buy them. I mean, the guy used to look at me and goes, Kiss cards? Yes!
Yes, yeah. Kiss cards. And my father would buy me either a pack of like Kiss cards, or at the time there were Star Wars cards too. So
right,
it was,
exactly.
You know, it was a pack of one or the other. And it was pretty amazing that, you know, oh man, you said that, and like all the memories, and everybody that's listening, man, that's old enough and lucky enough to remember, you know, or have had that kind of thing, they can Absolutely. Smell the cards, you know. It's pretty Absolutely. Amazing. So with the cruise coming up, you know, have you been, I mean, is there a lot of pressure to like top what you do the year before?
Brother, believe it or not, and I don't say this in any way, shape, or form bragging, this is just what I do. I mean, I don't need to practice. I don't need to really set. I mean, not too long ago, I sat down for a couple hours to like pick out the songs that I'm going to play. But it's like once I start, it's like I go from Andrew to Noise. I'm like a completely different personality, and I just get in a zone, and it just comes to me naturally, and I just do what I do. I don't practice at all. I just know the music. It's something that, I mean, I grew up in the era, you know, where you had Styx, Foreigner, Kansas, Boston, Foghat, all that stuff. I was a little kid that every time I got presents for my birthday or Christmas, they were all in front of a trunk in front of my bed, but I never messed with them. All I wanted is my father to buy me records, and he never understood that, but he found out soon after. Yeah.
Right, right. That's so,
you
pretty
know,
awesome.
I mean, I might mess around with the music from time to time, and I might hear something and go, oh, wait a minute, I might want to add that. But as far as me putting things together and try to top what I did the year before, no, not really. I mean, I'm confident in what I do, and I feel like every time I play, it's just going to be that much better. That's just how I am.
You know, the schedule came out, and I've been checking it out to see when you're playing, because I, you know, obviously I'm going to see you the night before, but I want to be right. able to come. And, you know, the one of the coolest things is, you know, right out the gate, you're playing on the uh-huh. pool deck, you know, right. from like 4:30 to 6:30 at night,
correct.
Or, you know, in the evening. You know, how awesome is that? As soon as everybody's on board, boom, you're going to be well, the entertainment.
I'm the one warming them up for all those great bands like you mentioned. And by the way, I also do want to see King's X. That's going to be awesome. Never seen them before.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that's, I mean, I don't even know how to put it into words without, you know, I mean, honestly, it's amazing to have me open up the cruise. And I'm also like closing the cruise. You know, the last night of the cruise in the, what is it, Bar City?
Yeah.
Now, I got 2 shows on the pole deck, and I got 2 shows at Bar City. And I decided that the ones I do during the day, which are going to be in the pole deck, I'm going to do 70s classic rock with some 80s hard rock. And then I'm going to dedicate the night shows to some, you know, 80s metal, you know, the Judas Priest, Iron Maiden type of stuff. With right. a couple thrash songs here, because I got a couple friends I'd like to bang their head really hard to, like, Slayer and Anthrax. Oh, God, I gave it away. But there you go. That's all I'm going to say up to now, because there's a lot more to add. But, yeah, I'm going to definitely mix it up with all the different genres that rock and roll definitely brought to us. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is awesome. I already have started to put my schedule together. I know most people out there that are going on the boat, they, you know, as soon as the schedule comes out, they look at it to see what they want to do. You know, and of
exactly,
course...
Exactly, because, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's certain things you can't avoid. You can't avoid the
exactly.
safety briefing. You know, you
and
can't
you know,
get
it
away
kinda,
from that.
It kind of sucks that some of the things intertwine at the same time, so you got to pick and choose. You know, I myself, I'm like, okay, this one starts at, let's say, 9 o'clock, and then this one starts at 9:30. Well, I'll check this one out at least for 15 minutes because I definitely want to see the 9:30. So I'm going to try to bounce around as much as I can and obviously do my thing whenever I have to. Absolutely.
Right, absolutely. I actually, my schedule, and I've got it written down right here, it goes like this. It's DJ Noise. This is so silly that I'm 24 days out and I'm writing all this down. I have time, but okay. So I got DJ Noise at 4:30. Then, when you're done, I'm gonna go over to the Axe Base Petting Zoo.
Exactly.
Go do that.
Slap the base.
Yeah. Oh
slap
yeah.
Slapping the base, well, man.
Slapping the base, man.
I'm gonna do that then, and then when Kiss is going on at I think a 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So, you know what the funny thing is? I'm talking with friends of mine saying to them, you know, I'm the first one on the pool deck. And then the second people on the pool deck, there is some group called Kiss. You ever heard of them?
That's so awesome. So awesome. I'm going to do Kiss. And then after they're done, 15 minutes later in the atrium is King's X. And I'm going to watch them. And then I'm going to go catch Skid Row until I think it's 11:45. And then I'm going to go to Bar City where you're playing again. And that'll be the night thing. You'll be doing more of the, you know, Priest and stuff. So it's going to be awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to make it a full day, man. You know, we're on the ship for a certain amount of days, and you just got to take in as much as you possibly can.
Man, let me tell you something. It's like what I plan to do on the Kiss cruise, as far as my energy is concerned. I just came back from Universal Studios, and I had a great time. Went to both parks, Islands of Adventure, and then Halloween Horror Nights, which is in Universal Studios. It was a 15-hour day. I was pooped afterwards, but you know what? When it comes to a Kiss cruise, there's no such thing as, I mean, I have a balcony room. It's all nice. I'll step out for 2 seconds, smell the air. It's all good. When you're on a Kiss cruise, sleep is not very necessary until you need it for at least an hour or two, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe three. Okay. But as soon as my head hits that pillow, once it's like 9 a.m, I mean, and I'm not a morning guy whatsoever. I'm a DJ. I'm used to being out till 5, 6 a.m, getting home when the sun is coming up. But when you're on a Kiss route, man, you're like a kid in a candy store. It's like you're ready to jump up and see all your Kiss family from all around the world, which, by the way, guys, is one of the most amazing things, to have people from Germany, from Switzerland, from Hungary, from Australia, you know, all parts of the world, and they come and they see you and they give you a big hug, and you know, you talk Kiss, and that's just some beautiful thing.
It really is. And you know, I want to get Jody, my partner here, on with us on the boat so bad, but he's not interested in getting anywhere near water.
I don't like
honestly,
the ocean,
Jody,
man.
I have a couple friends of mine that go to this Kiss cruise, and they don't like knowing they're on water either. They think about the depth, and they worry. But trust me, you got nothing to worry about, and you don't have to go anywhere near the edges or even look out. You know,
right?
Anywhere near an edge. Well, yeah, like near the edges. You don't have to do that. You can see the sea from far, but as long as you don't get near the edges, you'll be fine, man. You just did a rock in the dead center of the cruise. You know, wherever they're playing the music.
I'm trying. Even DJ Noise is trying to talk Jody to get.
Really? Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to hoax him in. Please. Hey.
I think about it a lot, but
I have a couple friends of mine that they're also kind of petrified of like deep water and that stuff. Hey, look, I'll be the first one to admit that when I stand on the edge, I'm like, ooh, that's really dark blue, meaning it's really deep.
Really
hope
deep.
I'm helping you there, Jody. But anyway, you don't have to worry about that, man. It's like you're on a boat with 3,000 other people, and there's enough boats. You know, it's not going to be like the Titanic or picking half, or you know, we're going to be freezing in the water, and you're going to be on a doorway, and then I'll sink. Right. No, we won't do that.
Well, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Maybe
trust me, you don't have to think about the water, man. You'll be so busy having a good time with the people there and all the music and all the bands.
Hell yeah.
You're not even going to think about the water at all.
Yeah, you kind of forget.
Hi, it's Gene Simmons. You're listening to Podcast Rock City, but you knew that.
I'll tell you this, you know, and I know the people that are listening to this show right now, man, they're getting excited about the fact that we, you know, we've got, I mean, now it's going to be 23 days by the time this comes out. And, you know, there's and I've said it 1,000 times, man, one of the coolest things about the cruise is you will talk to so many people. You'll never believe that you don't know any half of them. You know, they just walk up, sit down, and they have their breakfast, and they go, "Hey, is this chair open?" You go, "Sure." And next thing you know, everybody's carrying on a conversation about, you know.
My brother, let me tell you something, man, and this is no way, shape, or form any disrespect to any other rock band, but there's something special about being a Kiss fan. It's just, there's just a certain aura to it. I mean, it's funny. A lot of times you'll be hearing somebody having a conversation to you, and they'll say, you know, what was that Australian song that people really like? And somebody else screams out of nowhere, all butting in, "Oh, Shandy. Oh, yeah, that one right there." And you know what? It's just, it's part of it. It's like, you can't help it. Everybody loves knowing that everybody, you know, knows stuff about Kiss. And when they don't know, you try to tell them. You know, everybody's always doing that to each other, man. It's
the other
great
thing
it's
is
a family.
I've Amen. Watched other people talk about how once you get off the boat, there's like a subtle depression.
Oh no, big time.
Where you're like, I could just stay here my whole life, you know? You
gotta go back to the real world. It sucks.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. You know what? Knowing that a bunch of your friends that you just had the most amazing 5-6 days with are about to, like, cross the Atlantic or the Pacific and go all the way back home and, you know, never know if you're going to see them. Well, then again, Paul has a habit during their pool deck show to say if they're going to have another one. So right now, believe me when I tell you, and I'm speaking for every Kiss fan that's going to this Kiss cruise, they're waiting for Paul to say if there's going to be a number seven.
Okay. Well, I can tell you something. Okay.
What's that?
So I recently went and met Gene one of the first questions asked was, will there be another Kiss cruise? And what he said is, that they are looking into, of course, doing more, but they also are interested in doing a European one.
Because a lot of people have been asking for it, correct.
Yeah, and they're also looking into doing California to Alaska.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, man, and this is coming from a diehard Kiss fan, I would definitely go all the way to California, but as far as Europe, man, it's... I don't know if I would be able to because of conflicting. And remember, I'm a DJ, so a lot of people depend on my work wherever I play.
Right.
And I do have, like, steady gigs under contract right now, you know, that I have to comply with. So, you know, sometimes I don't get to have, like, a full – because trust me, if you have to go to Europe, you know, you got to be ready to have at least a week and a half off, if
right,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm not just going to go to Europe and just jump on a ship. I'm going to want to go to Europe and check out Europe because, honestly, yeah. I've never been to Europe. So I would think it would be like a week and a half, 2-week adventure. And I don't see myself ever having the time for it. Look, right now I'm even dying that for the first time since 1988, I was not able to see a certain tour, which is this Freedom to Rock, because they didn't come anywhere near Miami.
No,
so
they
I
didn't.
Was like, oh, and every time I tried to find a show to go to, oh man, I'm under contract for that wedding. Oh man, I'm mm-hmm. By the way, yes, DJ Noise does do weddings. Okay, it's all good.
Yeah. They rock.
You know, so sometimes, you know, I have a wedding to do or some big show to do, you know, and I just conflicting schedules, man, has not allowed me. So it's like, okay. So, you know, if they do a European tour, I don't see myself going to it, but who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
They might make it worth your while. You'll be on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. It would be great. Don't get me wrong. It's just finding the time to actually plan something like that. Because being a DJ, like I said, we work mainly the weekends. You know, I do have some weekday gigs. But our weekends, and trust me, there's places I work at that if I ever have to take a night off, they're not too happy about it.
I'm in the same boat,
so
dude.
I'm like, oh, man, damn it. So, yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I got a question that's DJ related, if that's cool. You know, when you're doing this, the what's it called now? The Gathering, used to be the Living in Sin. You're mostly playing Kiss stuff, right?
Yes, okay.
So if you're doing an all Kiss gig, do you get a bunch of requests for the typical Love Gun, Detroit Rock City, Rock and Roll All Night? Or do people come up to you and say, hey, can you play, you know, name whatever rare tune?
No, brother, you'd be surprised. I got people coming up to me asking for Wishing Upon a Star from Gene's solo album.
Nice.
I mean, it just varies all over the place. And yes, I do get a lot of the people asking me for the typical songs.
Yeah.
You know, so it is. And I always hit them with the typical songs, just not towards the beginning. I try to make it like a Kiss concert that lasts 7 hours.
Hell yeah.
You know, with live versions mixed into one another, you know, jumping from a live one to a live three to a live two to the symphony. I mean, I do a little bit of everything, put on a show and just, you know, and obviously play a lot of the songs that they can't play anymore. And
right.
When I say can't is because, you know, I'm being honest here, you know, Paul's vocals, you know, are not what they used to be in the 80s when they were in top form. So I would think that they don't do certain songs because they won't show any respect by doing it halfway, you know?
Totally.
Like Paul's voice during Crazy Nights was, to me, at his best. But there's a lot of songs during the 80s that Paul's hitting those really high notes. So it's like, how is he going to do that? Plus, they played extremely fast during that time. So they're more chill now. And you know what? The way I see it is that we need to be happy, blessed that they're still doing their thing that keeps us happy. So however we get them, I don't care.
Yeah.
So then the story there, I play a lot of the songs that they typically wouldn't play, which a lot of people like. You know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not always keeping the 70s Kiss with the original four. It's also playing a lot of stuff with Vinny, with Mark, you know, Bruce, and, you know, just jumping from here to there, man. It's like I'm all over the place with all the albums from 74 all the way to, you know, to Monster.
It's awesome.
And even the Japanese song, who knows, maybe I'll throw that one in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. that's
Samurai
awesome.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be that's cool. That's pretty cool. See, a seven hour Kiss gig would be the bomb to me, because I DJ too, and I never get to play any Kiss, really. It's all just like house and club shit, you know? So I would love to do something like that. I think it would be a blast.
Talking to a DJ that makes a living, one night I could be playing a Latin gig, which is salsa, merengue, bachata, reggaeton, and then the other night I'm playing a gig where it's like hip-hop, R&B, and soul, and then another night I'm playing a gig that's house, progressive, and trance.
Right.
You know, but next to everything, as long as people are dancing, I couldn't care less if I'm playing polka. But where my heart lies has always been rock.
Yes, rock. Yeah, that's how I feel. But I never get to do a rock show.
I'll be honest, I don't have many rock gigs during the year. But when I do, especially at Kiss Cruise, watch out. That's it.
Awesome.
Beast comes out.
I think it's super cool that a real Kiss fan gets to do the DJ, and it's not just some guy. You know what I mean? I think that's super cool.
I can't tell you how cool it is for Six Man, because here's the other thing that's pretty amazing. Next to, you know, being woken up early in the morning, you know, being asked if you want to open up, you know, for Kiss on the pool deck. The other thing is that they want you again.
Yeah, you
know,
that's great.
And, you know, Six Man is a very important company. You know,
that's a big gig.
They're not just going to let any Joe Schmo just come up there and play a couple songs and just stand there and go, hey, you know, it's not going to happen that way. If you're not doing your thing correctly and people are not enjoying it, they're not going to have you back. And then now this is my third one back, so it's wonderful.
Yeah, man, that's like a dream come true, man, to be involved, you know, with something that Kiss is doing, you know.
For a diehard fan to be able to do that's just rad.
Receiving an email straight from, I believe her name is Lorraine, that took over what Keisha used to do last year.
Right, yeah.
You know, somewhere in around April, May, that, listen, Kiss, we and Kiss would love to have you back. I mean, that was like, wow. I mean,
oh, cool. Man, that's pretty awesome. All right, well, you know, listen, man, I'm super stoked about meeting you next month. I can't wait for it to come. It feels like it's rushing now, and I'm really excited. You know, I purchased my internet package. I'm ready to get my excursions. Are you doing anything off the boat?
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not really an excursion guy, but I don't knock anybody that would love to do those stuff, because, hey, man, you're enjoying things in different countries and stuff. Put it to you this way. Jamaica last year, where we ventured to, I was actually, you know, very intrigued, very excited to go. Was only there for about 45 minutes and went right back to the boat because it was Africa hot. I mean, hot.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I'm like one of these guys that I'm not really. It's funny. People, like, sometimes when they see me in a pool, like even on the pool deck, you know, on the Kiss Cruise, they're like, wait a minute, you're from Miami? Yes. I don't like the sun. Plus, I don't see much of it. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm not
sure.
And I've kind of like learned not to like the sun. You know, so I'm kind of like, you know, when it's really, really hot, I'm like, oh, okay. So I kind of left my roommate in Jamaica with a couple of friends, and I went right back to the cruise and just, you know, sat at the bar, talked to some people. You know, I got to go into a couple of, like, stores, buy a couple of stuff here and there. But, yeah, I'm as far as doing excursions, I would love to if it were to come to that, but it's not really something on my radar.
Oh, gotcha. Well, thank you very much for coming on. We really appreciate it, man. It's awesome. And like I said, I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, man. Likewise, man. Likewise. This is great, man. Guys, thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Hell yeah. Do you got anything, like a website or anything you need to plug?
Sure. I mean, my website is DJ Noize Miami. That's DJNOIZ Miami.com. That's where, if you ever need to book me, that's where I'll be.
Right on.
Absolutely.
You can read my bio, how I became a DJ, all that good stuff. So,
cool.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And then I'm also on Facebook, obviously, where I do a lot of my stuff. You know, and there you'll find me as Andrew DJ Noize Rodriguez.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And,
absolutely.
We'll do some stuff together on the boat as well.
A couple shots? Sure. You said it.
I'm all about it. All right. Take it easy. Peace.
All right, peace out, guys.
All right, brother.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City. They're the best.
So that was awesome, man. I want to, you know, again, thank DJ Noise for coming on with us. That was pretty cool, man. His story is like that, like, Cinderella story, man, where, you know. The cool thing is, look, man, he showed you right there. He had a dream, man. The dream was to DJ the Kiss Cruise, and he asked and asked and asked until they said, yeah, come on, you can do this. And then, man, look how it blew up for him.
Yeah, he was prepared when the opportunity presented itself. Nuts. So, boom.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget, if you want to send us a message or a topic or anything, it's podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, and whatever happened to our Q&A? We wanted all these questions. We haven't gotten any, man. What's up with you people? Give us some Q&As. We want to do a Q&A episode. Please send us some Q&A.
Yeah, absolutely. If you got any questions about topics that you want Jody and I to answer the questions, you know, send it to the email, and we're going to put one together ASAP. Also, big announcement coming Wednesday. So, I don't know if it's big, but big to me. How about that?
Right on.
Anyway, so we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Don't forget, KGFRocks.com. Jody and I are live every Wednesday from 8:30 to 10. And it's Kiss Talk and Kiss Tunes.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. Jody, you have anything to add?
I'd say thanks for listening. Have fun on the cruise, everyone who's going. And watch out for the Kraken.
The Kraken. And you know what I'm going to say. We are big podcast fans, and we love Kiss podcasts, and we play all the commercials of the podcast that we love right after this show, and you're going to hear them in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podcasted. The Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkiss.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.